16 million American men and women served in uniform during World War II. 1.2 million are still alive, but now hundreds of those vets are dying every day. On this Memorial Day and through the rest of this week, we're going to remember some of the veterans who died this year, starting with a man named Jack McNeese. McNeese led a group of paratroopers who earned the nickname the Filthy 13. Their exploits inspired a popular movie.
You've all volunteered for a mission which gives you just three ways to go. Either you can follow up in training and be shipped back here for immediate execution of sentence, or you can follow up in combat, in which case I will personally blow your brains out, or you can do as you're told, in which case you might just get by.
That's Lee Marvin in The Dirty Dozen. The film took liberties with The Filthy 13, in addition to having one fewer cast member. The real Jake McNeese, though, was no less colorful than the character Lee Marvin played. As McNeese recalled in an interview a few years ago, he led a group of troublemakers.
I was the head troublemaker.
Jake McNeese lived till the age of 93. On the eve of the Normandy invasion in 1944, his men jumped behind German lines. Some called it a suicide mission. For the D-Day jump, McNeese shaved his head and painted his face. The look caught on with his men.
So I started cutting their hair, and I put markings all over their face for camouflage, and it looked like a bunch of war paint with Indians.
It was a morale booster, and it not only scared the Germans, it scared the Frenchmen when they landed in France.
Martha McNeese is Jake's widow, and Hugh McNeese is his son. Hugh says it wasn't just the unorthodox haircuts that earned the Filthy 13 their name.
They didn't take a lot of baths, and they didn't keep their barracks very clean, and that went along with just a lot of disregard for general military discipline.
Jake McNeese said the Filthy 13 got away with a lot of stunts.
We went AWOL every weekend that we wanted to, and we stayed as long as we wanted to. We stole Jeeps, we stole trains, and we blew up barracks, we blew down trees, and we stole the colonel's whiskey.
That sort of petty misbehavior was a long way from the Dirty Dozen portrayal of a team composed of murderers and psychopaths, but the Hollywood spin stuck.
The Filthy 13 had to live down the fact that they weren't criminals for the rest of their lives.
So Jake McNeese never was a fan of the Dirty Dozen, but the movie captured an element of truth about the Filthy 13.
As of this moment, I stack them up against any men in the Army. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours. My contention is that my men are more than able to handle any job given them. Now, you gentlemen set this thing up. You promise them a chance, and the least you can do is give them the opportunity to show you what they're capable of.
That's Lee Marvin portraying a character loosely based on Jake McNeese, who died this year at age 93. After D-Day, McNeese helped resupply troops in the Battle of the Bulge and took on other tough assignments. He received 4 Bronze Stars, 2 Arrowhead Bronzes, and he was appointed a Knight, a Chevalier of the French Legion of Honor. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.